The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Good evening from Seneca. Once again, back-to-back nights of sub-state basketball here on KMTA. And Omaha Central, the girls are at it tonight, taking on the St. Mary's Bears. Sub-state quarterfinal from the Class 3A Riley County sub-state tournament. This is the second meeting between these two teams this season. St. Mary's actually won the first meeting in this gym all the way back on December the 5th. It's one of just two losses all season for Omaha Central. The other, of course, being that triple overtime thriller to Spring Hill in the Wellsville Invite. And that win for St. Mary's snapped a 16 losing streak for the Bears against the Thunder. And their 34 points that they held the Thunder to is Omaha Central's season low. Well, St. Mary's has gone hot towards the end of the season. They've won four of the last five regular season games. And the only game they didn't win was their final game of the season. That was a 25-24 loss to Riley County. That was their worst offensive performance of the season, but it was their third best defensive performance. And prior to that stretch, they had lost the prior four games. Well, this Bears team went 4-6 in the final year of the Mid-East League. And a year ago, this team went to state despite a 12-12 record. They were the eighth seed and fell to the eventual third place, St. Mary's Colgan. Final score in that one was 52-38. This team does have experience in the state tournament, of course. They won the 2009 state title, their only state title in school history. And before last year's state tournament berth, that was the last time they had gotten to state. As for Omaha Central, looking at their resume coming into tonight as a program, of course, coming in with a 10-game win streak. They won their seventh consecutive Big 7 league title, and of course, the final year of that league as well, going 14-0 in league play, and they won it outright by defeating Riverside in this building last Tuesday, 56-37. Last season, they lost to Riley County in the sub-state championship game, and they're looking for their first state tournament appearance since 2019, and their last state title was when they were in Omaha Valley. That was all the way back in 2003. Two wins in the sub-state tournament gives the Thunder their fifth 20-win season in the last 7 years, where they had 17 in the 2021-2022 season. They were so close back in 2017-2018 when they had 19 wins. So these two teams have some very interesting dynamics in terms of scores are concerned. St. Mary's is kind of more of the Riverside approach as to having that really good, strong first score. That's Kaden Heim. She averages a double-double at 17.6 points and 10 rebounds, and don't underestimate her defensive prowess. She has 2.3 blocks per game. They do have a really good secondary. They have really good secondary options as well, though. Brandon Smith averaging 9.3 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. Also, Isabel Hurla averaging 6.7 points, and Kat Moylan averaging 3 points per game. As for Omaha Central, they go with the approach of having a bunch of different scores and had it having great depth. That being Callie Honeyman, the leading scorer, 9.6 points and 6 rebounds per game. Leads the team in both of those categories. Cammy Donghouse has really come on strong here the past few games. She now averages 9 points per game, 4.4 rebounds, and 4.4 assists. She leads the team in assists and also in steals at 2.7 per game. Reagan Garrity and Zoe Sudbeck provide this team some really good post presence. Reagan averages 7.8 points and 4.7 rebounds, and she's starting to shoot from beyond the arc a lot more as of late. She's 4-10 from beyond the arc on the season. Zoe Sudbeck averages 6.5 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. In terms of how they shoot from beyond the arc, they have Hallie Holdhouse, who shoots the most three-point attempts for the entire team, averaging 4 attempts per game. She shoots 24.1%, which has been slowly climbing upward. She was low 20% for the longest time. She's now close to 25% on the year, averaging 5.4 rebounds per game. As for Emma Hermish, she comes off the bench as a nice, giving her a different look and a bit of depth in the backcourt at 6.2 points per game. She is the second most attempts from beyond the arc, averaging 3.6 per game and shooting 35% from beyond the arc this season. Well, we're just about 90 seconds away from the starting five being announced, as well as the national anthem. But we'll go ahead and keep it here and talk about the bracket. As mentioned, this is the 2-7 matchup between St. Mary's and the Omaha Central. And this is a really strong bracket. The fact that St. Mary's comes into this game above 500 as the 7 seed is just kind of indicative of how this bracket is. Looking at the rest of the field, though, 1 seed is Silver Lake. They are a perfect 20-0 on the season. They take on Marysville tonight, the 8 seed. They are 10-10, so not even the Bulldogs, the 8 seed, are below 500. So they're right there at 10-10. As for the 3-6 matchup, that's Rossville versus Riley County, being the 3 and the 6 respectively. Rossville is 17-3. Riley County is 11-8. The winner of this game here tonight will take on the winner of that game as well. The 4-5 matchup, another really strong one. Minneapolis, the 4 seed, and Beloit as the 5 seed. They share similar records at 15-5. All those games will start when we start, and the semifinals will resume on Friday at Riley County. And we have the semifinals last night in the boys' Riley County sub-state course. Omaha Central taking home a 37-31 victory against Marysville. You know, that was a close one that really could have went either way. Some missed shots from Marysville kind of helped out the Thunder, and they made some free throws down the stretch as well to secure the victory. The Thunder are going to be taking on Rossville, and the Bulldogs picked up a 50-37 victory over the Riley County Falcons. They will be playing on Thursday night. Time to be determined. And on the other side of that bracket, top seed of Beloit, now 20-1 on this season. They won 47-14 over Minneapolis. And as for the 5 seed, Silver Lake, they were victorious on the road at St. Mary's, 67-55. So the Bears are just trying to get one of their teams into the semifinals after the boys losing at home last night. So those are the two games that will be on Thursday night in Riley County. Again, that's the 3A Riley County sub-state tournament for the boys and the girls. Got a lot of great sub-state action going on around our area. Be sure to stay tuned for some scores. And we're now we'll step aside for a break as we have our national anthem coming up and our starting lineups being announced. And you're listening to our game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Now time for a look at your starters. First for Omaha Central, number 3, a 5'11 junior, Callie Honeyman. Number 5, a 5'7 junior, Zoe Sudbeck. Number 14, a 5'6 junior, Hallie Holdhouse. Number 30, a 5'6 junior, Cammie Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6'8 junior, Reagan Garrity. As for the St. Mary's Bears, they'll start like this. Number 2, oh, there we go. Number 2, a 5'5 senior, Hope Garland. Number 3, a 5'6 senior, Cam Boyland. Number 14, a 5'11 senior, Brandon Smith. Number 22 is 6'3 junior, Caden Heim, and number 23, a 5'7 junior, Isabel Herla. And we are underway with the Bears winning zip. This is Garland. She'll bounce past the near side wing to Hayden Heim, their leading scorer, averaging a double-double this season. Passing it back to Isabel Herla. And of course, if you are in this area for any amount of time, you know that last name, Herla, producing a lot of great athletes in the area. Here's a nice steal by Cammie Dollinghouse. She'll lead the charge. A pass to the left side to Holthouse. The layup is no good. Too strong, and Hayden Heim with her first rebound, and she turns it over to Callie Honeyman. Holthouse cross-court pass, far side. Dollinghouse driving baseline. It's stopped to the short corner, looking to give it out. Gives it to Garrity. To Holthouse. Now back to Dollinghouse. Goes out to play. Here's that wing pass to Callie Honeyman. Now to Garrity. She's going to try a three. Her 11th attempt of the season. That's short. Long rebound, but almost in the hands of Subbeck, but it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Hayden Heim. So still Thunderball. Hayden Heim not happy with that call. Hayden Heim, 6'3" junior, has a good amount of length. Meanwhile, Central's got some length too, of course. Cutting inside off a screen is Dollinghouse. Shot no good from the far side block. Another rebound by Heim. We're third of the game. Here comes the Bears. And a double dribble is called on the far side by Kat Moylan. And the Thunder are going to get the ball on the far side. They're looking for a first basket of the game. Head coach for Nemaha Central is Haddon Hilgen. Head coach for the St. Mary's Bears is Dorian Stillsbury. Far side wing pass, Dollinghouse. 90 seconds in the opening quarter, still in the score. To Garrity off the screen. Catch the top of the key. Now to Honeyman. Comes off the screen, a curl screen. Dollinghouse feeds it to Sudbeck. She couldn't handle the pass, but last touched out of bounds by Brennan Smith. Held together, talking about a play call here. On the inbound, it'd be Dollinghouse. They'll be throwing it in. Looking for someone to get open. Cutting off a screen to Sudbeck, and she shuffled her feet. It'd be a travel. Press is on for Nemaha Central. They had quite a bit of success with this press this year. Mentioned though, St. Mary's won in this building on December the 5th against the Thunder. 39-34, a season low 34 points for Nemaha Central. Whenever I mention that game, I always say this is a completely different Nemaha Central team. Hypo Sketch Heim, she's fouled, falling to her right. She'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul's going to go against Zoe Sudbeck, her first team's first. 2 minutes and 1 second into this ball game, and still looking for her first points of the game. Averaging 18, 10, and 2.3 blocks per game on the season for Heim. First free throw is good. Second one on the way for the 6'3 junior is too strong. Loose on the floor, picked up by Heim. She'll kick it out. Another opportunity for the Bears. Here's a three straight away. That is too strong. And that hit the wire over the top of the goal. So the three-pointer by Kat Moylan will give Nemaha Central the ball. Down 1-0 with 5:51 to go in the opening quarter. Full court man-to-man. Dollinghouse gets the inbound. Defended by Hope Garland the entire way. Cross that court, far side. The call is on, dribbling with her left hand all the way, gets past her defender, layup is good, and one. Light bump, not much contact. They're going to get Isabel Herla with the foul, and Dollinghouse gets Nemaha Central on the board. Free throw is good. And our first substitution of the game brings Emma Hermish in. Sixth man for Nemaha Central, checking in for Zoe Sudbeck. Back off as Heim will bring it up. Hope Garland passed the far side to Keim from the wing, defended loosely by Reagan Garrity. The near side of wing to Herla. Comes off a screen, making the catch is Moylan. And the three that she just made is not going to count as it was a foul on the floor against Hallie Holthouse before the shot. kind of a fortunate foul for Nemaha Central. Keeps them at a 3-1 score with 5:21 to go opening quarter. Bounce pass into Hurla. Takes the handoff to Garland. Keeps it herself. Defended by Hermish. Hands it back to Moylan. Smith telling Heim to cut back door. Doesn't do that. Instead, give to the near side corner to Moylan. Driving baseline, kick it out. Hurla trying to go middle. She lost it, but picked up by Heim, and she lays it up and in. Hayden Heim with her first field goal. She's got three, and we are tied 3-3. Bellinghouse calls out the play call. Far side wing catch for Hermish. Looking on, Holthouse makes a catch about 30 feet away from the basket. Bellinghouse, Hermish, top of the key catch. In the back, Bellinghouse working from the half-court Nemaha Central logo. Catch 15 feet away for Garrity. One dribble, pass far side corner to Garrity. Three hard for Holthouse. The top of the key, Honeyman, down near side corner for Hermish. Good defense by the Bears here so far. A man-to-man driving right side. Holthouse is up there. Kick it out. Swing it around. Terrific defense by the Bears. Bellinghouse, the whistle and the foul on the floor. A little bit of a push-off, but not going to give a call. Instead, they're going to give it to Hope Garland. That'll be the team foul number two. Clock stops at 4:12 to go. Bellinghouse with the inbound to Honeyman. Give it back to her. Near side corner. Hermish top of the key. Jab step. She passes back to Bellinghouse. Defended by Garland. The left lob up for Honeyman. Immediately covered up by three Bears. Pass the high post to Garrity. Now at the Holthouse for three straight away. That's no good. Keep up in the air. Into the hands of Honeyman. Trying to pass it out. Deflected, but into the hands of Holthouse. He dribbles into the corner. Hermish with it now. Drives left. Jump stop. Shot block, but she fouled. They'll get Brenna Smith on the arm. And two free throws coming up here for Emma Hermish. Hermish shooting 56.4% from the free throw line. Mentioned the fifth man for Nemaha Central. That free throw is no good. Substitution is Gwen McCann checks in for the first time this evening. Points from the season average for Hermish as the second free throw is good, and it's 4-3. Garland almost lost the handle. She gets it back up, and now a foul is called on Honeyman as she tried to get the steal and reached in. Three team fouls apiece now with 3:38 to go in the opening quarter. Near half court, far side, the inbound is where Moylan is, and she'll get it in to Hope Garland. Kaden Heim has all the team's 3 points so far. She'll get the catch here on the near side wing. She's going to try a three off the dribble. That's way off the mark. Off the backboard. Rebound Hermish. Pushing it up herself. Drives left side. Hands it off to Garrity. And from the short corner, hands it off to Honeyman. Near side wing. Looking to drive middle. Far side corner. Dollinghouse drives baseline. Good defense by Moylan. Gives up to Garrity. Tries a 16-footer. That's short. Into the arms of Brennan Smith. And now let's Hope Garland. 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. McCann drives, hands it off. Heim, left side drive, stops in the corner. Making for it, stops at the far side elbow. Now passes the corner to Garland. Possible pass near side. McCann kick it out. Nice jab step fake, but a little bit too nice as Brennan Smith traveled with it. She wouldn't have moved that left foot forward by just a couple inches and kept that left foot planted. That would have been a clean, legal move, and it would have been an open lane to the basket. But instead, Nemaha Central gets the ball back with 2:46 to go first quarter. Oh, no, correction. That was actually a foul on Honeyman, not a travel. That's her second. Here's Heim with a catch in the paint, and she lays it up and in. And she's got five, so my apologies for that. It was indeed a clean move to the basket. Said it was a foul on Honeyman, so again, her second personal, team's fourth. And the lay-in from Hayden Heim makes it 5-4, and again, she has all of the team's points. Kind of what we saw yesterday with Will Otot of Marysville. Here's a drive, Dollinghouse, and offensive foul. She drove middle. Hope Garland took it. And Kiami with her first team foul. He's down number five, so bonus free throws the rest of the 2:15 left to go in this first quarter. Bears trying to extend their early lead. Your side corner catch for Garland. Out to Hurla. Drives right side off a screen, and she loses it in a turnover to Anna Hermish. She just checked into the game. Calling out to Emma Hermish, far side wing. Stops three off the dribble. That's too strong. And a rebound secured by Gwen McCann. McCann, a 5'4 senior, will drive and kick to Hurla. Hands it back to the near side corner to Garland. Now to Heim. Defended by Zoe Sudbeck. Brenna Smith passes it into Heim on a give and go, and now a foul on the floor. Now we'll send Heim to the free throw line to shoot two. Now it goes against Sudbeck. That is her second, so both Honeyman and Sudbeck with two personal fouls. And Jade Mackey will check into the game. And timeout is called by Nemaha Central. 1:33 to go, first quarter. 5-4 St. Mary's. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Early 5-4 lead for St. Mary's here in Seneca against Nemaha Central. 5-4 our score. It'll be St. Mary's basketball. Actually, be free throws being attempted for Hayden Heim. She went 1-for-2 her last trip. Looking to extend the Bears' lead. 2,000 apiece for Callie Honeyman and Zoe Sudbeck. First free throw is good. So Heim now has 6 points and 4 rebounds. Now Reagan Garrity will check in for Zoe Sudbeck. Jade Mackey also in for the Thunder, so they have Dollinghouse, both the Hermish sisters, Garrity and Mackey. Second one for Heim is good. So it's now Aiden Heim 7, Nemaha Central 4. 1:26 to go here in the first quarter. Dollinghouse dribbles to the left of the middle. And gives to Mackey. Far side wing to Anna Hermish. Pass to Dollinghouse. Curling off a screen. Shot no good from the right side block. Then he's the backboard. Rebound by Heim. And here come the Bears. So 5 rebounds in the first quarter for Hayden Heim. Going from wing to wing as Hurla off a dribble. And she'll hand it back to Kat Moylan and Dorian Stillsbury, the head coach of St. Mary's, calling out the play here. 50 seconds to go. 7-4 Bears lead. Hurla drives, kicks, near side corner catch for Kat Moylan. She'll try a step back three. That one too short, excuse me. Rebound Jade Mackey. Mackey brings it up. She'll get up to Dollinghouse across half court. To Emma Hermish, 35 seconds left. Have a chance to tie it. They can knock down the tray. Emma Hermish hands it back. Dollinghouse. Far side wing catch. Drive. Anna Hermish shot high off the backboard. No good. Rebound for Heim once again. 17 seconds left. Heim keeps it herself, and now she travels. She wanted to pass it, but Hurla cut towards the basket, and she took that extra step. And Hope Garland will check in. Another chance for the Thunder with 12.2 seconds left. Here's the inbound to Dollinghouse. Now 10 seconds. Far side wing to Anna Hermish with 5. Catch. Pullhouse. Dollinghouse. Nice cut underneath. Hermish layup. Good for Anna Hermish at the buzzer. And it'll be a 7-6 deficit for Nemaha Central going into quarter number 2. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528.
KMZA. Going to quarter number two, Nemaha Central offense, a slow start. Kind of like what we saw last night with the boys team. Cammie Dollinghouse, 3 points. Anna Hermish with two, getting a layup just as the time is expiring, and a free throw from Emma Hermish. They trail 7-6 here at home. And now a whistle and a foul on the floor is the call. St. Mary's wanting to travel, not going to get it. And that foul is going to go against Kat Moylan, her first. For St. Mary's, 7 points, six rebounds in that first quarter for Hayden Heim. Here's the inbound to Reagan Garrity. Cut underneath, pass through traffic, tipped out. Nice job, nice awareness by Emma Hermish. Tip it out to Mackey. Drive and kick, hold out. She wants to drive as well, she'll kick it out. Emma Hermish from the far side wing tries to contest a three. That is short. Rebound, Heim. Boy, what a game she's had so far. Pass up ahead, near side wing to Garland. Pass it back to Herla. And it off. Right back to Garland. And the 5'5 senior guard gets the instructions. Give it to Heim. Spin to the outside. Shot out the glass is deterred by Reagan Garrity. She might have caught a piece of it. Here comes the Thunder now. Trying to keep the lead here in this possession. Hermish, cross-court pass to Garrity. 1 minute gone. Mackey almost started cutting back door. Pass to her. She's able to hold on to it. Here's a three straight away by Emma Hermish, and it's no good. Long rebound is saved into the hands of Heim. Here she comes in transition, but she'll pass it back. It's crossover dribble by Hope Garland. Drive, stops, floater, short from 13 feet away. It was a good look, but into the hands of Emma Hermish. Now Holthouse looks to push. Still 7-6. Right side, shot is no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice take by Hallie Holthouse. That one goes against Kat Moylan. That is her second of the game and the quarter as well. Holthouse goes to the free throw line, shooting 57.5% on the season. First one missing, front end, no good. Three substitutions. Zoe Sudbeck, Callie Honeyman, Cammie Dollinghouse checking out for Mackey, Garrity, and Anna Hermish. More tries for Holthouse here, trying to get her first point of the ball game. And cannot, no good, but a rebound by Emma Hermish. She'll kick it out to Honeyman, cross-court pass through the hands of Dollinghouse, but she's able to hold on to it. Get it back, I suppose. Here's the lob. Nice look for Sudbeck, defended by Smith. The shot is no good, and Smith gets the rebound. Nice defensive play. Here come the Bears trying to extend their lead. No points so far in this quarter. This is Moylan with it now. Far side corner. Three on the way by Herla. Too strong. And rebound by Cammie Dollinghouse. Holthouse. She'll try a three in transition. That's short. Long rebound goes out of bounds to St. Mary's. No three-point makes for either team yet in this ballgame. Again, very similar to what we saw last night. Marysville and Nemaha Central could not get one to go from beyond the arc. Perhaps the rims are a little too tight. Heim gets the ball poked from behind by Hallie Holthouse. Excellent also by Hallie Holthouse. He goes out of bounds. He'll stay with... No, actually, it'll go to St. Mary's. Inbound, Herla, wide open three. That one, too strong. Offensive rebound, though. Put back by Smith is no good. Smith gets it back again. This time she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. St. Mary's, they have had a lot of opportunities around the cup. They haven't been able to put it in. which was a problem for Nemaha Central early on in the season. First free throw is no good. This is Brennan Smith. Kind of about talking about those woes. It was in this game. I get back on December 5th. The second free throw was no good, so she goes 0 for 2. They had 20 offensive rebounds, but they struggled to put it back in, which is just crazy. 20 offensive rebounds, and again, they lost the game 39-34. Almost had as many offensive rebounds as points. Honeyman foul going up. Nice pass inside from Dollinghouse, and she'll go to the line to shoot two more. 5:31 to go, second quarter. That foul goes against Kat Moylan. That's her third. Gwen McCann will come in for her after this first free throw by Callie Honeyman. First free throw attempt of the ball game for her. That's way and good. Honeyman, a 53.8% free throw shooter. There is your first point of the quarter for either team. Second one on its way. That one is no good. Rebound by Brenna Smith. Harlan brings it up. Gerla, Garland, now far side for Gwen McCann. Almost traveled there. You hear head coach Dorian Stillsbury for St. Mary's calling out the play. Just like Warner Hurl is going to try another three. Can you make this one? Yes, she can. First three-pointer of the ball game. It goes to Isabel Hurla, and it's 10-7 Bears. Lob inside, trying to answer quickly. Honeyman shot is no good. Rebound by Hines. That's her ninth rebound of the game. She hasn't scored yet in this quarter. It's 10-7, though, in favor of the Bears. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Near side wing, catch for Hope Garland. Hurla will try another three. Tester Galak, that one off the left side, no good. Long rebound for Hallie Holdhouse. Holdhouse, nice. Fine for Callie Honeyman. She's fouled. Shot no good, and Brenda Smith not happy with her teammates not getting back on defense, but she needs to get back herself. That foul against Smith is her second, and a timeout called by Coach Hilton. It'll be a 60-second timeout, but we'll step aside for just 30 seconds. 4:33 to go, second quarter. Our score, St. Mary's 10 and Nemaha Central 7, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KMZA.
10-7 lead for the 7th seed, St. Mary's. Here in Nemaha Central. We got a couple scores here to get to. Brought to you by Whole House, House of Fairview. Class 4A East, Holton, all the way there in southeast Kansas. They're leading Labette County 19-14 at half. And also after the first quarter, Hiawatha leading at home against the Bethup 18-5. And that's after the first quarter. Your scoring updates brought to you by Holdhouse, Auto House, and Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holdhouse vehicles have you seen today? HoldhouseAutoHouse.com. This is coming up here for Callie Honeyman. After the second personal foul was picked up by Brenna Smith, as the person right through the net. She's now 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. First Sunder player with multiple free throw makes, and that one is no good. Rebound by Heim, and that is her 10th rebound of the ball game. She has 7 points, so just needs 3 more points to get that double-double. She averages a double-double a game, 18 points, 10 boards. Lob high post catch, Smith, backdoor cut for Heim, makes the catch from the far side block, double team shot, no good. Didn't have a shot, didn't get her body twisted around, and a rebound by Zoe Sudbeck. Thunder now trail by 2, she has to tie her, take the lead here. Hermish was calling for it, didn't give it to her, now she will. Far side wing, defended by Hurla. Hurla goes left. Pass it back out. Driving kick. Top of the key catch, Cammy Dollinghouse. Right left side, Dollinghouse. Bounce pass short corner, Sudbeck. Now to Hermish. Honeyman to Holdhouse, far side wing. with the left spin opposite way. Pass back out. Three on the way. That one too strong by Cammie Dollinghouse into the hands of Hope Garland. I mentioned Isabel Hurla. You talk about the Hurlas. You talk about the Hurla quarterback from last year for St. Mary's. You also talk about how about Kendra Hurla for the Rossville girls wrestling team. Became the first wrestler in Kansas State history to win four consecutive state championships. There's a shot no good. Putback is good by Brenna Smith. That's her first basket of the game. It's 12-8 St. Mary's. Just so much dominance here. Now an offensive foul. Dollinghouse pushes off, and Gwen McKinn goes flying. Easiest call the officials are going to have to make tonight. That will be the second personal foul against Dollinghouse. She has two, Honeyman with two, and Sundbeck with two. Frustration continuing here for Nemaha Central. Jade Mackey is in the ball game for the Thunder. And a chance to get a, well, I guess they can make it a three-possession lead. They make a three-pointer here. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Drive by Garland, pass deflected. And back in the hands of Garland. Now she gets bumped. Nothing called. Got bumped pretty hard. Now she drives, gets bumped again, gets bumped again. Now they're going to say she's out of bounds. She got bumped three times there. Nothing called. And instead, they're going to give the ball to Nemaha Central. I don't know about that call. Or the lack of those calls, I suppose, I should say. The Thunder basketball, it's 2:45 to go second quarter, and it's a 12-8 St. Mary's lead. Dollinghouse at the far side, gets past Mackey, and it's out of bounds. Unforced turnover from Nemaha Central. Coach Hilton speechless, and now a timeout called by Coach Stillsbury. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds, 12-8 St. Mary's lead here at Nemaha Central, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, Nemaha Central struggling with the seventh seed in the tournament, but that doesn't really mean a whole lot, because I tell you what, this is a really good St. Mary's Bears team that, as mentioned, has already beaten Nemaha Central in this gym earlier in the season. That was back on December the 5th, a 39-34 victory for St. Mary's. Nemaha Central trying to avenge that loss. And Nemaha Central hoping to get back to state for the first time since 2019. Bears will get the ball back. Chance to extend their lead with 2:38 to go in the half. Garland calls out the play. Goes to the near side wing, gives it to Smith. Smith to McCann. The dribble right. Lob it. Nice find for Smith. Shot over Garrity is good. And Brenda Smith has 4 points here in the quarter. Nemaha Central has not made a field goal in this quarter. They now trail 14-8. Mackey, far side wing, gives it to Dollinghouse, top of the key. Far side for Holthouse. Pass fake to Garrity, top of the key, lob inside. Sudbeck, and she's pushed from behind. And Brennan Smith has just picked up her third personal foul. Sterling Moreland, both with three. Moreland, their fourth leading scorer, and Smith is their second leading scorer. They got to take her out with 2:03 left in the second, and they will. Sled back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one on the way for Zoe is short. Sudbeck, a 43.3% free throw shooter, lowest amongst all the starters from Nemaha Central. Now just 4 for 10 for the free throw line here in this first half. Second one for Sudbeck. That one is no good as well. And loose into the hands of Dollinghouse. Maisie Kent tried to snag it, but it was reached out or poked out by Dollinghouse. Another chance for the Thunder. Dollinghouse, offensive foul! Runs through Garland again! Lowered her shoulder, and she has just picked up her third foul. And Nemaha Central's leading scorer tonight will have to exit. Callie Honeyman checks back in with three fouls. Zoe Sudbeck is on the bench with two, and Dollinghouse goes to the bench with three. Garrity back in the game, so is Emma Hermish. Inbound against the Nissan Central Press. 14-8 to score. First time they bring the zone press. That's deflected by Honeyman and into the hands of Heim. And she'll bring it up herself across that court. Far side corner catch. Kent will try his three. That's way off the mark. Short, missing everything. Grazing the net on his way down. 1:38 to go. Holthouse passes to Honeyman, posting up on the near side block. Wanted her to go up, was the crowd, but instead she gives up to Garrity. She'll knock down a triple. Garrity cuts down to the deficit in half. It's 14-11. And the first field goal of the second quarter for Nemaha Central with 1:20 to go. Cross half court, far side, Kent with it, and she travels. Only using Kent because of the fouls here that St. Mary's has accrued with Moylan with two and Smith with two, and Smith has come in and air ball to three and travel. 1:16 to go, second quarter, 14-11, St. Mary's with the lead. Substate quarterfinal, Class 3A, Riley County Substate Tournament. Put out some trouble, now reach in against Quinn McCann, and now we'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Chance to cut the deficit down to just one. Again, free throws have been an issue tonight for the Thunder. First one for Hallie is no good, and they are now just 33% in the first half on the free throw line. Holthouse is now 0 for 3. Honeyman's 2 for 4. Sudbeck 0 for 2. Hermish is 1 for 2, and Dollinghouse is 1 for 1. Now, the second one is good, though. Finally able to get our first free throw of the ball game. And it's now 14-12 with 1:06 to go. Heim brings up the far side in the corner. In trouble, and timeout called by Coach Silsbury. Nice timeout there by the second-year head coach for the Bears. She was in a lot of trouble and avoided the turnover. This will be a 30-second break, and we'll take it as well with 1:02 to go here in the half. 14-12, St. Mary's with the lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
1:02 remaining, second quarter, St. Mary's 14, Nemaha Central 12, Class 3A Girls, Riley County Substate Tournament quarterfinal. 7 seed are the Bears, 2 seed are the Thunder. Here's the inbound, and the Bears, after getting the timeout, get the ball back. Here's Garland, the top of the key, defended by Mackey, hands it off to Hurla, who hands it off to Heim. He's looking to drive right side, gets the bump shot, good! What a shot by Hayden Heim, her first points of the quarter, she now has 9 points, 10 rebounds, 45 seconds left. Near side wing catch for Emma Hermish. Bounce pass, Mackey. Far side for Holthouse. Pass to Garrity on the top of the key. And back off to Holthouse. No reset to play. 30 seconds to go. To Mackey, to Holthouse. Far side wing. Short corner catch for Honeyman. Mackey, now Holthouse. She'll try a three. Far side wing. That one halfway down, popping out of there. Offensive rebound, Callie Honeyman, and she's fouled the arm. 17.2 seconds left. More free throws coming up for the Thunder. This one's going to go against Maisie Kent. Maisie Kent, a 5'6 junior. First free throw for Honeyman is good. High arcing free throw. All of her points tonight have come from the free throw line. One more try for Honeyman. Second one on the way. That one is good. A much more palatable 4-for-6 from the charity stripe for her after 2 makes. And Kat Moylan will check in with 3 fouls with 17.2 seconds left. Looking for some extra offense here. And hold on to the final shot with the Bears up 16-14. Pass is thrown away. Broken up by Garrity into the hands of Mackey. Here comes Hermes, left side. And nice shot block by Garland. It's loose, and it'll be a travel call against Hallie Holthouse with 4.2 seconds left. Coach Hilton wanting to put pressure on the inbound here near half court, but in the back court. Goes to Garland. Again, 4.2 seconds left. Across half court with two. Garland Fires a three at the buzzer. Floater, no good. St. Mary's with a 16-14 lead at halftime. We're going to take a break and come back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Seneca. Jared Sluffy back with you. St. Mary's with a 16-14 lead against Nemaha Central. Halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Recapping how the first half has gone so far. Both teams struggled offensively to start this ball game. St. Mary's forward Hayden Hines scoring all the team's points in the first 8 minutes. As for Nemaha Central, they made just two field goals, trailed 7-6. In the second quarter, it continued. More bad offense from both teams, with neither team making a field goal in the first 2 minutes. Both teams also dealing with some foul trouble as well. The Bears holding on to that 16-14 lead. Nemaha Central leaving a lot of points on the board. They shot just 7-15 from the free throw line. Looking at individual point totals from the first half, starting off with St. Mary's. 9 points, 10 rebounds for Hayden Himes. 4 points for Brennan Smith. And Isabel Hurla with 3. Camper Nemaha Central, 4 points for Callie Honeyman, all of which coming from the free throw line. 3 points apiece for Cammie Dollinghouse and Reagan Garrity. 2 points from Anna Hermish, and a free throw each for Hallie Holthouse and Emma Hermish. Looking at the foul trouble, 3 fouls apiece for Kat Moylan and Brenna Smith for St. Mary's. Nobody else with 2. As for Nemaha Central, they have three from Cammie Dollinghouse and two apiece from Callie Honeyman and Zoe Sudbeck. So Coach Hilgen, Coach Sillsbury, both going to have a lot of navigating to do and trying to keep them out of foul trouble. If they do get back in that foul trouble, how do they navigate that and try to keep their team at full strength in the second half? So coming up after this break, we'll come back with keys to the second half and a look at some of the scores around the area brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. Once again, our score here from Seneca, Nemaha Central trailing at home against St. Mary's 16-14 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
Halftime here in Seneca. Halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. St. Mary's with a 16-14 lead against Nemaha Central. Looking at area scores. Starting off with final score at Labette County. Labette County with a 38-28 win for Labette County over Holton. Holton was down 28-26, 2 minutes left. Ended up with 32 turnovers and scored only 10 points in the second half. And, actually, a correction, 38-29 was the final score. Atchison girls fall as well, 4A East. They fall to Independence, 50-19 on the road. And also, how about the Horton boys with a 23-19 lead against Riverside. In halftime, Mission Valley leads Jackson Heights 26-21 at the half. And the other another game going on, this is the Jefferson County North Boys Substate Class 2A. Valley Falls doubling up Oskaloosa 40-20. And again the score at half 16-14. It has been a low scoring affair. Again, Nemaha Central left points on the board with those free throws that they couldn't capitalize on. But still in this game thanks to pretty solid defense of their own, in their own right, and it's some help from some foul trouble from a couple of their top scorers. So I can easily just say key second half for both teams is foul trouble. That'd be kind of lazy on my part, but let's talk about first for Nemaha Central. Get some of those threes to fall in your way. They had just one three-point make in the first half. That was from Reagan Garrity. That was late in the second quarter, and that was actually the only field goal that Nemaha Central had in that quarter. They made just three field goals in the first half. And as for St. Mary's, got to do better on the boards because Omaha Central has done a terrific job, just like the first meeting, getting some second chances around the net, despite St. Mary's really having the size advantage. Those are your keys to the second half. And it'll be St. Mary's basketball to start things out. So for the Bears, it will be Garland, Moylan, Smith, Heim, and Hurlup for Omaha Central with Dollinghouse, Hullhouse, Garrity, Sudbeck, and Honeyman. Both teams going with their starting five. Garland, lob inside to Heim, goes to work, shot, mid-range jumper, short, and rebound by Smith, and, oh, they're going to say a foul on Smith. Wow, I don't know about that one. St. Mary's crowd not happy about that, and reasonably so. And I don't know about that call. And that will be immediately the fourth foul against Smith. She was just going up for the rebound. She got kind of twisted up with Callie Honeyman, but man, that is brutal. Omaha Central gets the call, and they'll have the ball here. Sudbeck kicks it out to Holthouse. Drives the short corner, kicks it out. Now entry pass. Sudbeck turnaround jumper. No good off the backboard. Gets thrown this. Then it's stripped away. Loose on the floor, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. Dollinghouse will inbound it. Lob goes into Honeyman. Dollinghouse near side corner. Head fake, drives baseline. Stepping up to help is Heim. Shot no good at the backboard. Put back by Garrity. No good, but she's fouled. We're fouling here from the Bears. By the way, failed to mention Wood McCann checking in for Brennan Smith. That foul goes against Hayden Heim. That is actually, believe it or not, only her first personal foul. First free throw for Garrity is no good, and the free throw struggles continue for the Thunder here. That is just the first free throw attempt of the game for Garrity, though. And Emma Hermish makes her first appearance here in the second half. So more chance for Garrity. On its way. That one is no good. Rebound for Heim. Here come the Bears. Garland. A crossover dribble in the lane. Shot from the left side. No good. Rebound Heim. Put back. That's no good. And she gets another rebound. So two more rebounds for Heim. She'll kick it out. Another opportunity for the Bears. 13 boards for her on her game. Drive right side. Scoop shot. Good up at last. How about Gwen McCann? Off the bench. And it's 18-14 Bears. Well done by the 5'4 senior. Dong out top of the key. You hear Coach Shillsbury calling out the play here. They're in a 2-3 zone now as they are dealing with a lack of size advantage as Brenna Smith out with four fouls. There's a three, no good, short. Rebound for Heim once again. Already her fourth rebound in the opening minute and a half. Brings up herself. Far side, wing pass, Hurley. Nice fake. Drives right side, high pick. Last good and one! Isabel Hurlup with a two-pointer. She's got five. And it is 20-14. Chance to get their biggest lead of the day. Well, they have to already do. A chance for a three-possession lead. It'll be the first time either team can say that. St. Mary shot 3-for-6 from the free throw line in the first half, and she makes this one. She has now 6 points on the ball game. It is a 21-14. St. Mary's lead. Garrity thought about the three. Far side corner. Holthouse. She thought about the three. Nice closeout from Kat Moylan. He's got to be careful with three fouls. Three ball. Far side. That's short. Offensive rebound by Honeyman off the Holthouse miss. Pass deflected into the hands of Verla. Nice hands by McCann to get a piece of it. Going outside. Both catch Honeyman. Short corner. Long range. Two is good for Reagan Garrity. Nice response. That is her first two-point basket of the night. She has five. It's 21-16. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Pass across half court is deflected by Garrity out of bounds. Trying to beat the press and will stay with the Bears. Hayden Heim just one basket away from a double-double. 9 points, 14 rebounds for Hayden Heim. Near side wing catch for Gwen McCann. Near side catch for Heim on the wing. Going to try a three off the dribble. Can she get it here? And she's got it! Three-pointer for Hayden Hines. 12 points, 14 boards, double-double for her. It's 24-16. Big-time shot from the 6'3 junior forward. Here's Honeyman, kicks it out to Hermish. Need to respond here, pull the jumper, 15-footer. That one halfway down, popping out, tipped, and into the hands of Hines for a 15 rebound. Near side wing catch. That's fake from McCann. Goes to her right. Drives. Kicks. Far side. Corner three. Herla. That one too strong. And Hallie Holthouse with a big time rebound for the Thunder. Omaha Central has some work to do. Just 16 points in 19 minutes of action. Stallinghouse calls out the play. Goes to her right. Gets a screen by Honeyman. Far side wing catch for Holthouse to the corner for Hermish. The top of the key, Dollinghouse, good job getting inside to Garrity. Nice find for Honeyman. Wide open layup is good. So despite the 2-3 zone, a breakdown on defense. And Callie Honeyman with her first field goal make of the day. She has six. It's 24-18. Much more palatable deficit when it gets down to two possessions. Garland, double team, cross half court. Keeps her dribble. Kick to Hines. Drives baseline. Shot to the glass is good. Swing it off the glass. She has 5 points in the quarter. 14 for the game. And it's 26-18. Pass for Honeyman, deflected, loose, but in the hands of Garrity. Far side corner catch, three on the way for Hallie Holthouse. That's a short air ball, rebound for Kat Moylan. That's the head Herla, far side wing. Pass is thrown away by Dollinghouse. Did it for Moylan, and now a whistle and a blocking foul as she tries to bring it up the far side. Third foul against the Bears. That one goes against Moylan, her fourth. So her and Smith now at four each. Now they go back to Maisie Kent. And timeout will be called by Coach Elgin. 26-18 St. Mary's, 3:51 to go third quarter. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
St. Mary's has outscored Omaha Central 10-4 here to start the third quarter. And as a result, they are now up 26-18, a three-possession lead on the road, the 7th seed. Currently leading the 2 seed. Class 3A girls, Riley County Sub-State Tournament quarterfinal. Winner of this one will stay alive and play in the semifinal on Friday. Worth noting, again, Kat Moylan, Brenna Smith, their fourth and second best scorers respectively, both with four fouls. Omaha Central foul trouble. Cammie Dollinghouse has three. And she has the ball here out of the break. They're back underway. Hermish to Dollinghouse, to Holthouse, far side wing. Working against the 2-3 zone. Pass fake far side going, or actually to the near side, going to the far side. Three ball no good for Hermish. Long rebound saved by Sudbeck, but out of bounds. We'll go to the Bears. Thunder pressing here on the inbound. Heim with the catch. Gives up her dribble. Pass deflected. Loose. And they'll let it go out of bounds. And a good idea there by Heim letting it go out of bounds. There's Holden Bass there in that corner. Just barely missing out on placing at state for wrestling. What a year he had for the football team as well, winning state. Here's the pass across that court to Heim, and she's fouled by Emma Hermish. And that will be her first foul. Team's third, actually team's second. And Jay Mackey will check in for the Thunder. She'll check in for Hermish. 3:20 to go, inbound far side. Near the wing, gets it in to Hope Garland. Looking for a chance at a double-digit lead for the Bears. Up by eight. Here's McCann. Gives to Kent. Top of the key catch for Herla. To Garland. Back to Kent. Top of the key. Near side looks for Himes. She'll try three near side wing. And now a no good off the front end. Tipped and in the hands of Hope Garland. Another chance for St. Mary. Again, Garland to Kent, far side corner. Goes towards the middle. Pass deflected. Loose into the backcourt. Picked up by Himes. Okay for them. No shot clock yet. Teams can opt into the shot clock next year, though. Can hands it off to Herla, far side wing, defended by Dollinghouse. Terrific defense this possession by Nemaha Central. Can't open for three. She'll try it. Missed her second one as well. And now a foul is going to be called against Time. That's her second. Hayden Heim, 14 points, 15 rebounds for her ball game. And Reagan Garrity will check in for Jade Mackey. .228 to go here in the third quarter. Only 4 points in this quarter by Nemaha Central. They scored just six in the first quarter and only eight in the second quarter. St. Mary's held them to a season-low 34 points in the first meeting. They have a chance to get a lower total than that here in this one. Pass to Honeyman and diving in late, trying to get a late steal on a pass that was deflected. It's Wood McCann, and that'll be her second. And that is the fifth team foul. And Nemaha Central going to the free throw line. Nemaha Central just 7 for 16 from the free throw line here today. First free throw is good. Honeyman has been pretty solid though herself. She's 5 for 7. Has 5 of her, actually 7, no, 5 of her 7 points coming from the free throw line. Second one is good as well. She goes 2 for 2 this time. Mackey checks back in for Sudbeck. And Nemaha Central is going to press via zone press. And down goes to Heim. She's double-teamed. Give it up to Herla. 2:05 to go. 26-20. In the corner near half court. Herla in trouble. Double-teamed. Wraparound pass to Heim. And a timeout called by Coach Sills Berry with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's set aside for 30 seconds. 6-point lead for the Bears here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
.1 FM KMZA.
26-20. Our score, Nemaha Central trailing by just six. Despite only making three field goals in the first half, despite shooting under 50% from the free throw line, some foul trouble for the Bears that's going to kept them in this ballgame. Perla off the key catch. Kent to Heim, far side wing. To Garland, she's scoreless on the night. Finds crossover dribble. Near side wing catch for Kent. That's deflected into the hands of McCann, though. Pass fake high post. Goes far side wing, Herla. Good defense so far from Nemaha Central. In a man-to-man. McCann. To the near side wing, Garland. To the corner for Herla. Head fake, hands it back. Terrific help side defense. Time posting up inside. Good defense by Garrity on the interior. Cross-court pass, far side. Kent takes it back out. 1:18 to go in the quarter. Far side wing catch for Kent. Double dribbles. Cross-court pass. Nice look inside for Heim. Goes to work. Shot fail, falling away. It's good. Off the back iron and through. Hayden Heim with 7 points in the quarter. 16 points for her. Back to an 8-point lead. 1 minute to go. Cross-court pass. Full house. Top of the key. Catch for Garrity. Dollinghouse, top of the key. The Holdhouse. Mackey, pass fake far side, goes to the near side for Holdhouse. Mackey, Dollinghouse on far side. Working her against the 2-3 zone. Dollinghouse drives, bounce pass to Garrity, deflected, but it's back in the hands of the Thunder with 35 seconds left. Entry pass, Honeyman, double team kicks it out. Mackey, near side corner catch, Holdhouse. Good ball movement and good defense by St. Mary's. See some terrific defense from both teams here tonight. Dollinghouse dribbles left. Shot is swatted, but Heim gets the personal foul. Got too much on the arm, and that is the third foul against Hayden High. So definitely keep an eye on that. 16 points, 15 rebounds for Heim. She got four of those rebounds in this quarter in the first 90 seconds. The first free throw is good for Cammie Dollinghouse. She hasn't missed one yet from the free throw line. She got 4 points. Hasn't been her best ball game. She's dealing with foul trouble. She has three. So Kent will exit, and Moylan is back in with four fouls. Likely just hoping that they have this be the final possession of the quarter. They give them some offensive prowess, perhaps. But Moylan is scoreless on the night. He's their fourth leading scorer on the season, though. Second free throw is good for Dollinghouse, makes it 28-22. 21.2 seconds left. Press brought on by St. Mary's. Inbound goes to Heim. Got pushed, nothing called. Bringing it up to the near side. Cross half court. Ball got deflected back into the backcourt. 13 seconds left. Pass across half court to Hurla, far side wing. She's going to avoid the double team, dribble to the middle. 8 seconds left. Three on the way for Garland. That's short. And McCann can't save it. And out of bounds, Nemaha Central with 2.3 seconds left. A substitution to get Kent back in there and make sure that Moylan doesn't pick up her fifth foul in the third quarter. Parity, the inbounder. 2.3 seconds left. Going out for the catch. Half court heave at the buzzer. Off the right side, just barely missing. Good attempt there by Dollinghouse, but it's 28-22. Nemaha Central with trail by six going into the fourth quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go to the fourth quarter, 28-22, St. Mary's. Here's the inbound, and we're underway with the Thunder getting the first possession of the quarter. The 7 trying to beat the 2 on the road. Substate quarterfinal round, Class 3A girls, Brevard County Substate Tournament. Catch near side corner. Holdouts for three. No good. Front end. Long rebound into the hands of Emma Hermit. Another opportunity for the Thunder. Near side wing catch for Holdouts. One dribble. Gives to Hermit. Top the key. Now far side wing for Dollinghouse. Cross court pass near side. Holdouts. Drives baseline. Stopped there by Brennan Smith, who's in the game with four fouls. Flashing to the paint. Dollinghouse falling away. Shot no good. Tipped in the air. And picked up by St. Mary's. This is Hurla. Brings up herself. And now she'll bring it to the middle of the court. Hands off to Garland. And they'll run the play here. On the right side, trying to get a little push off. Lob inside. Sitting for Heim. It's stolen away by Garrity. Denied the entry. And she got the steal herself. Lob inside to Honeyman. Nice maneuvers inside. Shot blocked by Heim. And rebound by Garland. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Here's Gwynn McCann. Cat Moylan is on the sideline with her four fouls, but Brenna Smith in with her four fouls. Here's Heim from the perimeter. Give to McCann, near side wing, dribbles back towards the middle. Gives it off to Smith. Hurla cuts back door, instead giving it to Garland, top of the key. Now Hurla with it, near side wing. 90 seconds in, and more great defense by Nemaha Central and their man-to-man. Far side wing catch for Smith, signaling for Garland to cut back door. Pass into the hands of McCann from the top of the key. Drives right side. Kick. Three ball on the way for Hurla. That's too strong. A rebound by Hermish for Nemaha Central. Hurla passes up ahead to Dollinghouse. Drives from the far side wing. Shot. Little floater. No good. Tips. Loose. And out of bounds to St. Mary's. Now Kat Moylan checking in for the Bears with her four fouls. Zoe Sudbeck also checking in for Nevon Central. And Jade Mackey also checking in. So Garrity and Donghouse will come to the bench for a brief moment. And for St. Mary's, it will be Isabel Herla. Now we'll get a brief break. Herla, a fantastic job as the secondary scorer. She has 6 points. Rebound to Heim. Working against the press. Garland passed to Heim across half court. And now a turnover. Got sped up. Pass up ahead, near side corner, cross court pass, corner to corner for Hermish. Tries a triple, that one too strong, and rebound by Callie Honeyman. Another opportunity for the Thunder. Mackey to Honeyman from the short corner, pass to top of the key, Hermish. Pass fake, goes the near side. 28-22. Nice fast pass, corner to corner. Now kick it out, Mackey. One dribble, fast deflected into the hands of St. Mary's. It's Smith. Bring it up herself, pass up ahead to Moylan, far side wing. And she traveled. Coach Silvery on the sideline telling the team to slow down here a bit. Leading the way for Nemaha Central in scoring is Callie Honeyman. She has 8 points with 6 of those coming from the free throw line. Nemaha Central has made just 5 field goals in this ball game, and they trail by just 6. Testament to the terrific defense from both teams here in this ballgame. 39-34 was the final score in the first meeting. Of course, going to St. Mary's here in this building on December 5th. 3 off the dribble for Cammie Dollinghouse straight away is no good. And a foul against Reagan Garrity as Hyman had an easy rebound, but reaching around and getting the first personal foul. And that will be the first foul committed by either team here in this quarter. St. Mary's will have to face Nemaha Central's press, which is very well experienced. They've been running it a lot this season. Not a ton tonight, though. Done it a little bit. Garland trying to bring it up herself across half court to Moylan. She gets bumped by Garrity, but up ahead to Smith, slashing his Heim, and she's fouled. Good, that was a good foul by Hallie Holthouse. That's an easy two for Heim if she doesn't commit the personal. And that is only her second personal foul, so you definitely take that if you're Nemaha Central. Isabel Herla back in the game, checking in for Gwen McCann. And she's done a fantastic job off the bench for St. Mary's with all of the foul trouble, including Kat Moylan taking up a bunch of fouls early. Inbound to the far side corner, Herla to Smith. Turns and squares, kicks it out to Herla. Bears leading by 6, 4:38 to go. You haven't had any points here in this fourth quarter yet. 4:30 to go. Heim with it, top of the key, pass to the hands of Smith. I think it was intended for Garland, but she gets it on a handoff. Garland, crossover dribble, is thrown away by Hallie Holthouse, and now a jump ball is called, and it will stay with the Bears. Nemaha Central thought that they had a foul. So 4:16 to go, Bears basketball. Coach Silas Berry giving some instructions for Kat Moylan here on the sideline. He was inbounding to get it into Garland. Fed it heavily by Hallie Holthouse, a terrific defender in her own right. She'll give it up to Smith to the corner. Moylan with a fake three, holds on to it. He said it was a travel. A few fans did. 4 minutes gone, still no points here in the fourth quarter. Halfway through it, Heim drives and kicks to Smith. She was stopped right at the elbow. Nemaha Central Thunder faithful getting loud. It's the students on the far side making some noise. Time is stopped, drive, kick. And one of them brings it out towards the middle. Almost got to play keep away at this point. But terrific defense, not allowing any open baskets here for the Thunder. Far side corner catch for Heim. St. Mary's protecting the basketball. Now Heim will drive, shot a floater, and a whistle and a foul. And 2 free throws coming for Hayden Heim, looking to get on the scoreboard for the first time here in the fourth quarter. Three for four from the free throw line today. It is Heim. First one up and good. 17 points for Hayden Heim with her 15 rebounds. Second one's up. That one too strong. Rebound Reagan Garrity. So it's 29-22. Just 1 point in the first 4.5 minutes of the quarter. Dollinghouse calls out the play. Near side corner catch for Garrity. Back to Dollinghouse who moves to the wing. Hermish, three on the way. That one no good. Rebound Honeyman put back. That is short. Rebound for Hayden Hine. 3 minutes to go. I'm thought about shooting a three off the dribble as she brought the ball up. Instead, gives it to Garland. To Smith near side wing. And Honeyman all over, and they're going to get the late foul call. And Honeyman picks up her third, and team foul number four. And now time foul call by Coach Hilton. 2:50 to go. 29-22 Bears. Trying to get the win. The seven trying to upset the two seed. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central trying to avoid an upset here at home in the Class 3A Girls Riley County Sub-State Tournament Quarterfinal. 29-22, the Thunder trail St. Mary's with 2:50 to go in the ballgame. And it is Bears basketball. Now inbound near the wing on the near side right in front of myself in the St. Mary's bench. Boylan the inbounder. Trying to find somebody open. Get it into the backcourt to Garland. Defended by Hull House. Garland gets away from her momentarily. Top of the key, driving right side, and she's fouled. And that will send Garland to the free throw line. Garland is scoreless on the night. He has not attempted a free throw yet in this ballgame as that foul picked up by Holthouse. That is her third. So now her, Honeyman, and Dollinghouse all with three. Nobody with four for the Thunder. Meanwhile, four fouls apiece for Kat Moylan and Brenna Smith of St. Mary's. First free throw, high arcing, and no good for Garland. Going to get back to a three-possession lead. Actually, nope. Take that back. Try to get back to their largest lead of the day, which is eight. They currently do have that three-possession lead at the moment. 7 points. Second one's up. That one is good. First point of the day for Garland. It's 30-22. Dollinghouse, top of the key. It's a screen by Honeyman. Hermish, now near side corner. Pulled out, center pass to Garrity. Defended by Heim. And she lost it out of bounds. And it will be Bear basketball. They'll take on the press once again with 2:27 to go. Inbound to Heim. Pulls into a double team that gets out of it to Hurla. Hurla passes. Thrown away by Dollinghouse. Layup left side is short. Rebound by Heim. Missed opportunity there for Omaha Central. And now a whistle and a timeout called by St. Mary's. Omaha Central thought that it was a travel, but instead it'll be a full timeout regardless, or excuse me, instead. 17 points, 17 rebounds for Hayden Heim has been the deciding factor of this ballgame. They have held the Omaha Central to just 22 points. That's set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, Omaha Central, their chances of winning this ballgame starting to dwindle as they trail 30-22 at home against the number 7 seed in the sub-state tournament with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go. St. Mary's basketball, they will once again face the Omaha Central Press. Inbound goes to Heim. dribbling away from traffic. In trouble now. Double teamed. And gives it up to Garland. Plus 10 seconds here. 2 minutes left. It's a wide open lane. Garland left side. Layup is no good. Rebound high. And put back is good off the backboard. 32-22, their largest lead of the ball game. Odell's bounce past Dollinghouse. Drive right in the same in the lane. Swatted out of there by Heim. Out of bounds. He'll stay with Omaha Central. What a rejection by Hayden Heim. And the St. Mary's table behind me getting on their feet. They're starting to feel it here. 1:43 to go. 32-22, St. Mary's leading as the 7th seed against the 2 seed Omaha Central. Here is Honeyman. Pass to Holdhouse, cutting in the paint. Shot is a little bit too strong, but still goes one to shoot two. She's fouled on the shot. That foul picked up by Herla, and that is her fourth. So Herla, Smith, and Moylan all with four fouls. First free throw is good for Holdhouse. She's 2 for 5 from the free throw line. That is the hard to believe. This is the first point of the quarter for Omaha Central. Second one is good. So again, the first points of the quarter coming here with 1:35 to go. 32-24. Their previous season low, as mentioned, was against St. Mary's. They gave up, or they scored just 34 points against them on December 5th in that 39-34 loss. Near side corner catch. Holding onto it is Moylan. The student grabbed behind him, wanted to shoot a three, but wise decision to hold onto it with 1:25 to go. Herla with a catch near half court. Stops and hands it off to Heim. 1:10 to go. Free possession lead for the Bears. And Holdhouse commits the foul against Garland. That is Holdhouse's fourth foul. She is the first Thunder player with four personals. And Garland will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She was 1 for 2 her first time at the charity stripe. That was earlier in the quarter. First free throw, high arcing, and good. St. Mary's has only scored 5 points in this quarter, but it's been enough. Second one's up. Now one off the left side, no good. Rebound Omaha Central. 1:05 to go, 33-24. They need points quickly. Three possession deficit for the Thunder. Dollinghouse, Hermish, they need to just fire up some shots here, and she shoveled her feet. That's going to be a travel. Dollinghouse got some happy feet, and he commits a turnover with 58.3 seconds left. Omaha Central with an 18-2 record in their season, looking to possibly come to an end here tonight in the quarterfinal round. Timeout is called by St. Mary's. It'll be a full timeout. 33-24, set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
33-24, Omaha Central trailing at home. And the biggest factor here in this fourth quarter is the Thunder didn't score their first points until there was 1:35 left to go in the ballgame. Another huge point is the fact that Omaha Central tonight has made just 5 field goals in this ballgame. As for St. Mary's, they have been led by Hayden Heim with 19 points and 18 rebounds. They have a chance to get a really special upset here on the road. Inbound to Garland. Cross half court, Moylan to the corner for Herla. And now a foul called against Dollinghouse. She reaches in. That's her fourth foul. Back to the free throw line go the Bears. With 48.3 seconds left. And Herla made and won a free throw in the third quarter. The first free throw is good. That's her first point of the quarter. She now has 7. Second one's up, and that is good. Extending their largest lead is now 11. 35-24, 45 seconds left. Pass deflected by Garland at the hands of Holthouse. Far side corner. Garrity, Donnyman, near side corner catch for Hermish. Did he get a shot up here? Donghouse, too much passing. Holthouse, far side corner. 34 seconds left. Still just passing it around the perimeter. Now Donghouse fires a three. That one halfway down, popping out of there. And a foul against Honeyman on the rebound. It's going the other way. Back to the free throw line, go the Bears. That is the fourth foul against Honeyman. So she has four, Holthouse has four, and Donghouse has four with 28.6 seconds left. What a terrific regular season it was for Nemaha Central. 18-2 record. Seniors Kate Barkowski and Hannah Hermish having their seasons come to an end here tonight. They can't get this comeback here. Down by 11, as mentioned, as the first free throw is good, as free throws are falling here for St. Mary's. She is 4-for-4. And 9 points on her game. That one's no good. Rebound by Honeyman. You got to work quickly here with 24 seconds left. Down by 12. Garrity tries a three. That one is good. Far side wing. She now has 8 points. Tied 14 high. That's the first field goal of this quarter. Now pass into the hands of Holthouse on the steal. Just 10 seconds left, though. Here's a three by Hermish. That is good. Cutting the lead in half. And here's the inbound. Far side corner with 2 seconds left. And that is it. St. Mary's gets the win on the road. Final score, 36-30. Nemaha Central season coming to an end here tonight. We'll be back here in a couple minutes for the postgame show brought to you by Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Rennebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Ninety-2.1 FM, KMZA.
Final score here in Seneca. St. Mary's wins 36-30 and shocks the 2-seed Nemaha Central, and the 7-seed St. Mary's Bears are on to the semifinals on Friday. Looking at some stats from this one, starting off with leading score for Nemaha Central, that was Callie Honeyman and Reagan Garrity. Garrity made a couple of threes in the ball game, one in the second quarter, one there at the end towards the very end of the game in the fourth quarter. Honeyman had 6 of her 8 points from the free throw line. She was 6 for 9 from the charity stripe this evening. 4 points for Emma Hermish, 3 points for Hallie Holdhouse, 2 from Anna Hermish in a free throw from, actually, 4 points, I beg your pardon. We also had 4 from Cammy Donghouse as well. I miswrote down her point total. As for St. Mary's, by the way, you're listening to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Player of the game is Hayden Heim, 19 points, 18 rebounds, 4 assists from the free throw line. So she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also 9 points for Isabel Hurla, 4 points for Brenna Smith, and 2 points apiece for Gwen McCann and Hope Garland. It's quite a shocker here tonight. St. Mary's backs up their December 5th win in this building and hands Nemaha Central 2 of its 3 losses this season. And they give them a new season low, 30 points. And Nemaha Central, biggest factor in this one, they were unable to get their first points in the fourth quarter until there was 1:35 left to go in the ball game. Cannot win ball games like that. Can't come from behind with going 6.5-plus minutes in a fourth quarter. You can't win ball games like that. You just can't. So, unfortunately for Nemaha Central, their season comes to a close here in the quarterfinal round, and they fall to 18-3. That is our final record for the 2023-2024 girls basketball season. Well, that's going to do it. We have more sub-state basketball coming at you on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as we are getting all these teams to state, all our area teams making their way towards state. So be sure to check out our website, mscsports.net, for what games we'll be covering here in the next few days. From Jared Sleppy, Kirk Hillman back in the booth, this has been the MSC Sports Radio Network.